Okay, shalom everybody. We have reached our fourth and final part of the series of the life and times of Rabbi Nachman. Obviously, as we said at the very beginning, to capture such a humongous figure, Tzadik HaEmes, Tzadik HaDoros, in four shiurim. Obviously, this is just the tip of the iceberg of Rabbi Nachman. It's a lifetime of research and learning and depth into the Holy Tzaddik Rabbi Nachman. The last year we're going to focus on is the gift of Rabbi Nachman that he gave to the world. We know from the last Sipur Maisios of the seven beggars, each one came to the Sheva Brachos and gave a gift. And these represent the gifts that Rabbi Nachman brought to the world. And there are many things that Rabbi Nachman brought to the world. With Hillel Zeitlin, as we mentioned last week, the great Jewish thinker, began as Chabad, became a philosopher, not religious at all, a scholar, and into the Haskalah, and finally made his way to Breslau in a very beautiful way. He was killed in 1941 with the Zohar in his hand by the Nazis. So Hillel Zeitlin, Hashem Yikom Damo, writes a beautiful list of the different things that Rabbi Nachman gave to the world. Amongst them is the focus on his Bodedus, the focus on Aliyah, the idea of his Chazkus Bechol Yom, Latchil Dover Chadash, from Kol Yom to start from Chadash, and many other things that he has a list. We're not going to go through the list now. Each one on the list is a whole world unto itself to look into. And it's a beautiful, beautiful list. But I don't think that that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Nachman was talking about in Chaim Aran. I believe it was Reish Yud Tet that we started the Shiurim with in the first class, that we talked about that Rabbi Nachman saw himself as a Chiddush. Just like Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chiddush, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a Chiddush, the Arizal was a Chiddush, the Baal Shem Tov was a Chiddush, and he was a Chiddush. As he says it, and now you have me. What exactly is the Chiddush? I don't know if it's at his Bodedus and making a Torah into Tefillah. Those are all different aspects of Rabbi Nachman, but I don't think the Chiddush Amiti, that the world was shocked from the Baal Shem Tov, which is only 12 years before the birth of Rabbi Nachman, that the world was shocked. And then Rabbi Nachman brought something new to the world. So what exactly, we shouldn't say the word exactly when talking about Rabbi Nachman, we can't say exactly, but what was this Chiddush that Rabbi Nachman brought to the world? So I'm going to share the screen, and we're going to learn a piece, a beautiful piece from Likutei Halachos, written by the Talmud of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson. We talked about Rabbi Nosson last time, and the beautiful meeting between Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson. Likutei Halachos Nezikin Gam Hadlokos Ner Chanukah Mishetishka Achama Zeremes Sheikar Amshachas Or HaTorah Shu Or HaEitzos Hu Biyoser LaAchar Histalkos HaTzadik HaEmes Shu HaRabi HaEmes. That just like Ner Chanukah, we only light Ner Chanukah only after Shkias Achama, which is Romez that the Hamshach of the Or HaTorah and the Ora Etos of this great Tzaddik is only after his Estalkos, only after his leaving the world, that's when his light shines great, just like the Chanukah Neros shine right after Shkias HaChama. Ki Azachar Estalkos, Bechina Shkias HaChama, the Estalkos is Bechina, is associated with Shkias, the going down of the sun. K'mishav Doshir, V'sayim Zechron L'Bracha, Al-Pasuk, V'zorach HaShemesh, Uba HaShemesh, that the sun goes down and the sun goes up. Ad Shelo Shaka Shimshel Shel Eli, Bechule, and the we'll get to the Medrash in a minute, what Rabbi Nosson is referring to. Nimtza shistalkos atzadik ubechina shkiyas hachama. Vaz daika tzuchin nizgabe mod mod lasuk la'ayin heitev v'chidush heitoros ha'kdosh shem kulam eitos noros v'sorus miflo l'skarf. And it's that time where the Talmidim of that tzadik have to go and delve into the depth v'leilich ha'yodav al-rag to go on hands and feet l'skarf l'chaverim l'sridim asher Hashem korish is the bechina sayishiv ha'kdosh to create a chevra, to create anshi shlomenu, to create a yeshiva k'dei lachto v'galos ha'etz ha'vukos v'toch godel ha'choshech ma'ashetzorch kol echol lefi b'chinasa b'chol yom b'chol eis, in order to reveal the great secrets and the great ramazim and the deep etzos of that tzaddik. Kivor b'medrash ha'tak. Now, let's stop right now and understand that it's a fascinating that the medrash that Rabbi Nosson is referring to is almost antithetical to to what Rabbi Nassim is really saying. Here Rabbi Nassim is saying that the Shkia Sachama, the leaving of the tzaddik, brings a new light into this world. And the light seems to be Talmidim. But yet, the Medrash that Rabbi Nassim is quoting, which is from Medrash Rabbi Parshas Chayesara, says almost the opposite. And I'm sure that Rabbi Nassim knew the Medrash. But Rabbi Nassim is taking a different approach than the Medrash itself that he's quoting. I'm just going to go back to the Medrash itself that he's quoting. V'zorach Hashem Shubah Hashem Sh'am Rabbi Bar Kahana Chinanu Yodesh Zorach Hashem Shubah Hashem. It's obvious. When the Shemesh goes down, then the Shemesh goes down. Ela Ad Shalish Ka'akodesh Baruch Hashem Shoshal Tzadik Mazuch Hashem Shoshal Tzadik Chaveru. That once the light of a certain Tzadik gets hidden, there's at that same time another Tzadik comes out. Yom Shemesh Rabbi Kiva Nolad Rabbeinu. The day that Rabbi Kiva died, then Rabbeinu, which is not Rabbeinu, our Rabbeinu, but it's Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Bekar Lav Zarech Hashem Shabashem. Yom Shemesh Rabbeinu, the day that Rabbi Yudah Nasi died, Nolad Rav Adar Bar Ava, Bekar Lav Zarech Hashem Shabashem. Yom Shemesh Rav Adar Bar Ava, Nolad Bar Ava, it goes on and goes with God's. Goes on. He talks about the days of also during the Nevi'im and the Shoftim, that when Yeshua died, Odniel Kenaz was brought into the world. When Odniel Ben Kenaz died, then Eli came into the world. When Eli died, then Shmuel's light came into the world, and so on and so forth. So we're seeing that the Medrash is actually not talking about Talmidim, it's talking about another tzaddik. So the question is, Rabbi Nosson is Dafka saying that the Talmidim take over, not another tzaddik. So how do we understand that Rabbi Nosson's understanding the Medrash? So let's go a little bit further in Rabbi Nosson to understand. Ki Rabbi Medrash that Chum Parshas Baloscha, Baloscha Shat Tzadikim Nikros Bali Asufos. Mach Mashiiku Yigasu Mitoru Acha Shenes Neasof Atzadik. Ki B'Chayv Yoyichol Lishol Oto Kol Sfei Kol Sof Aval Atamim Yishal. Mitoruch Lisiagei Baat. So that Tzadik after the Tzadik dies, that's what we have to work very, very hard. Lahavin Am Kuso Torah So Kedosha. There's no freebies anymore. When he was alive, we give a call, we do SMS, we WhatsApp him. Well, what do you mean by that? And he gives us an answer. We don't have to go into the depths of his words. But when the Tzadik dies, then we have to go ourselves, so to go into our Rebbe, understand the Rebbe. As we begin, Shad Lachas Ner Chanukah, Shom Shachas Or HaTorah, Hu Mishetishka HaChama, the Dafle Neres HaChanukah, which is representing the Or HaTorah, only comes in the Shkias HaChama. Da'inu Achaz Estalkus HaTzadik. Shad Tzichra HaTalmenim Alu V'malem, and Chazik B'yos Ablim V'yin Ha'itim V'sar HaKadosha, as we begin, Limra Yishiv HaKadosha, K'day Lachter M'shav HaEtis HaMukas L'chol Echad K'roi Lo, Cholis K'day L'gad L'amun HaKadosha, in Kol HaTikunim, L'mandas, Kol Ami Eretz, Ki Hashem Elokim Einor, Amen V'yom. So Rabbi Nosson is saying that no, by us, by Rabbi Nachman, when Rabbi Nachman passes away, there's no one who takes over. Ah, but that's like a negative thing. Well, according to the Medrash, when Eli dies, Shmuel comes in. When Yoshua dies, Otniel ben Kenaz comes in. When Rabbi Akiva dies, Rabbi comes in. So why are we breaking it here? The answer is that this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Nachman. That Rabbi Nachman is mistalik and he says that the I put all the Chiddush until the Yemos Mashiach. My fire will burn biz the Mashiach, bin kum to Mashiach. Until the Mashiach comes, my fire will burn, and everything that would be mechadesh was mechadesh in the world. But now you, the Talmidim, it's up to the Talmidim now. There is no Rebbe after me. It's up to the Talmidim to understand the Eitzes of Tzadik and to digest and to go deeper and deeper and live into the Eitzes of the Tzadikim. And that's what Rabbi Nosson is saying, that Vizor Hashemesh Uba Hashem is not referring to another leader. Just like the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman Lashirson, there was no leader after him. It was all of his Talmidim that he wanted to take over. There was no leadership after him. Now it's time. I'm bringing the Mashiach. Now it's upon you, the Talmidim. You have to shine now. You have to bring out the shine of the Tzaddik. And this is what Rabbi Nachman means in Likutei Maran Kuf Mem. So we're going to take a look at Likutei Maran Kuf Mem. B'yad kol adam yachtom ladas kol anshei maisa. You can't understand the tzaddik himself. As we read from the other Likutei Maran Tinyon, I think it was Nun Bet, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not able to be understood, so too So to the tzaddik emes is not able to be understood. That the tzaddik itself is beyond their seichels. That the world is not so distant from the talmidim. The world was very distant from the tzaddik, so we couldn't understand from the tzaddik. We have to understand the tzaddik al yidei anashim, through the anche shlomenu of that tzaddik throughout all the doors. And Baruch Hashem, now we're standing by seventh or eighth generation from the Talmud of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson of Nachman of Tuchin, and then we had the Chirinarov, and then we have Ravam Sternhartz, who's the great grandson of Rabbi Nosson, and we have and Rav Nachman Tulchin, sons of Avramel Tulchin, then Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender, and so on and so forth, down to our generation. You understand Rabbi Nachman through the Talmidim. Vizor Hashem Shubah Hashem, as Rabbi Nosson says, is not through another Rebbe. It's through the Talmidim, understanding the depth of the Rebbe that went away. And that's what Rabbi Nachman says in Kuf Mem. If you want to understand me, you're going to have to look at the Talmidim. You're going to have to look at what the Talmidim are being megale from me. Now we're going to look at a Chaim Aran, which is fascinating, and it's quoted one of the Iker quotes of Breslov, but I think it's greatly misunderstood, both sometimes by the Hasidim of Breslov and for sure by people who put down Breslov. Let's read this Chaim Aran, Reish Tzadik Gimel. Let's try to understand it in a new way, a new dimension to understand what's going on here. Shemati shepam achas amar la'anoshev, ma'alechem lachshov machshavot. Why are you making life so complex? Why are you working so hard? Why is it so complex? All you have to bring me is avonim v'sid. Bring me the building blocks. Bring me the cement. Va'ani, and me, Rabbi Nachman, bonimem binyanim v'nifloim v'noroim. I'm going to build you binyanim v'nifloim v'noroim. Great, great binyanim from the avonim v'sid that you bring me. Now, most people understand this as kind of like going on the neutral and letting the tzaddik. We stand back, we go back on neutral, and let the tzaddik take over. He'll build the binyanim niflaim v'noraim. But I don't believe that this is what Rabbi Nachman is telling us. There's a focus on the second part of it, that the tzaddik will build binyanim niflaim v'noraim. But what did Rabbi Nachman ask from us at the beginning? It says in the beginning that I need you to latet avonim v'sid. You have to give me the building blocks. You have to bring me the construction material. Why does the tzaddik need that? If the tzaddik is so great, so why even bother from the avonim v'sid? Why bother for this lowly man to bring avonim v'sid of his own? The answer is what the tzaddik is doing. He's not saying, I will do everything for you, sit back and do nothing. What the tzaddik is doing is bringing out the greatness of a person. He's bringing out the hidden secret of each person and the soul of each person. Bring me your avonim v'sid. But you have to bring the avonim v'sid. And the tzaddik is opening up a world. As Rabbi Nachman in Likutei Maran says that the chol haponim is referring to the or tzaddik. Libi cholol b'kirbi zu or tzaddik. That the or tzaddik creates a cholol within our heart in order for us to yearn to do something in this world and to bring like a person on a team who says, let me in, coach. I can do it. Let me in. And we say to the tzaddik, let me in. And the tzaddik creates space. Yeah, you're on my team. You're on my team and I'm going to let you in. You bring your avonim v'sid. It's almost the opposite from what we say. That the tzaddik is not there just to do things for us. The tzaddik is, as Lubavitcher Rebbe says, I can't light the flame for you. You have to bring that avonim v'sid. You have to bring Mashiach now. Avonim v'sid, you have to bring the avonim. You have to bring yourself. Rabbi Nachman was calling each person to bring his own atzmius. We have the famous quote from the tefillah of Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, who was a chassid of Breslov. He became a chassid of Breslov in Chachmei Lublin. He was also killed in the Holocaust. The Kloisenberg Rebbe said that if it wasn't for the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, Breslov would have took over all of Poland. All of Polish chassidus would have been Breslov. It was coming very strong in that time. And one of the main talmidim to really push this was Rav Yitzchak Breiter in the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Therefore, today, a lot of Breslov Negunim are coming from Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin because that's where a lot of the Breslov Hasidim under many people, but one of the main people is the Rebbe Yitzchak Greider, the influence of Brass of Chassidim, and they were also getting the Nagunim of Meir Shapir, the Rosh Hashiva. So there was a mix of the Brass of Nagunim and the Nagunim coming from Chachmei Lublin. Rebbe Yitzchak Greider writes a tefillah that every Brass of knows, that before we daven, and some people before we do mitzvahs, we say already Mikashas Atzmil Chola Tzadikim. Amitim Shibdarenu, that we want to mekasher ourselves to all the tzadikim darenu, and so tzadikim shochnei afar bepratu Rabbeinu Hakadosh Nachal Noveh Mikor Chachma Rabbeinu Nachman Ben Feiga. We connect ourselves to Rabbeinu Nachman Ben Feiga. And some people say, "Whoa, foul! What's going on here? You can't daven to yourself. What do you need? What you have to mekasher yourself? What about your tefillah?" So I want to be medayik in the words of Rav Yitzchak Greider, that he's not saying just don't daven, let the tzaddik do everything. Chas v'shalom, he's not saying that at all. He's dafka saying, Hareini mikasher es atzmi. Hareini mikasher es atzmi. The atzmius. The mikasher atzmi. L'chol ha-tzadikim. And then the tzadikim will take off. But the tzadikim, the prat, Rabbeinu Nachman is asking us, is begging us, give of yourself. Of you, your talents, your chesronos, and I want you, Hareini Mikasher es Atzmi. We don't put enough dagesh on the Atzmi. We put all the dagesh on connecting to the Tzaddik, but where's me? Rabbi Nachman wanted the me. Rabbi Nachman wanted the ani. He wanted that empty space of a person to be yearning of what he could bring to the table, what he could bring to the table. And this is where we get to a fascinating Likutei Maran, Kuf Pechet, which is often quoted when talking about going to one for Shoshana. Hashem should help us this year. It's going to be, I'm not sure what's going to happen this year, but it will be great Sipur Maisios in any event, getting to Uman this year. Hashem should help to come to the Kibbutz HaKadosh. This Likutei Maran, it's a short Likutei Maran packed with such a beautiful message like we've been saying this whole time. Kuf Pechet, Likutei Maran. We have to go and travel to the tzaddik in order to find our Aveda. What's our Aveda? That before we came into the world, we were taught everything that we brought down to the world for, everything that we can accomplish, everything that we have talents for to bring this world. The cave and shiyotzel aver olam yad nishkach meoto and we forget what we're born into this world, and we forget what's my tachlis in the world. What me, Mordechai Kaplan, what can I bring into this world? And it becomes an aved, it becomes a lost object. And our purpose in the world is to be chozer, to look for the lost object, to look for the tachlis of ourselves that we lost when we brought to this world. And we have to know that the Aveda, in order to find this lost object, we have to go to the tzaddik for direction to find the lost tzaddik. The tzaddik has a lost object for us. Ki atzadik chozer levidoso, because the tzadik runs around and chozer avidoso at shemotzer v'acham at shemotzer v'bakshach at levidos achirim at shemotzer gam of this at shemotzer avidos shel kol olam. The tzadik goes around to find the avidos. The purpose of each individual in this world may be disconnected to samachay, to the Baal HaSodeh, but we're not going to get that in right now. Al kin tzorch lovo l'achachom l'bakish l'achachom l'bakish. So we have to come to the chacham and mevakish and make avidoso to find our avidos v'lashuv l'kabol. The tzaddik is not so easy. The tzaddik doesn't just say, here's the Aveda. He has to make sure that we're not a Ramai and not a Shakran, not a liar, not a tricker. That there has to be a drish in order to find something. The Torah says, if you're looking for something, if you want to find your large object, adrosh achicha, you have to have a drisha for it. You have to look. We have to make sure he's not a ramai. So we come to Rabbi Nachman, we can't be ramai. We can't be a chakran to find our aveda. That's our avoda. We have to be honest with ourselves. Who, Rabbi Nachman says, who are you? Who are you? And once you know that who you are, then you will get your avedas. That is the role of the tzaddik amiti. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Nachman, that nobody is going to be coming afterwards, because everything else after him is a search for each person to find. Sometimes when you have a living Rebbe, and they should all be well, and they should all be blessed, and all the chiddush should all be blessed, it's not a competition. But sometimes when you have a live Rebbe, there's a very neutral type feeling. It's a very gvulot type thing. The Rebbe is there, he's giving out kugel. Rabbi Nachman is not giving out kugel. Rabbi Nachman is opening up each person and saying, come to the tzaddik, but you have to come to the tzaddik. Don't be a Ramayan Shakran. I want you Ravonim Visid, and you have to know yourself for that. And that's Rabbi Nachman in this world, and therefore we're going to go and finish off on the first Likutei Maharan in Kama, Aleph. We're going to read what Rabbi Nachman, his mission statement to us is an Aleph here. And listen to the words very well. Rabbi Nachman says, "The Isha Yisraeli tzorich tamid leistaka ba'aseicha shel kol davar." The Isha Yisraeli has into the seichel shel kol davar. We have to look into the seichel, to the depth of each thing. Shel kol davar ulekasher atzmo el chachma. We have to connect ourselves to the Chachma, the Asechel, Sheyesh B'chol Davar. Again, he says, Sheyesh B'chol Davar. Why? Kedei Sheyailu Asechel Sheyesh B'chol Davar. To lighten up and to find the depth and the Seichel, Sheyesh B'chol Davar. Third time he quoted. L'skarv L'Hashem Yisborach Al-Yideo So Davar. And to come to Hashem closer through that thing, Al-Yideo To Davar. Again, Davar. Ki Asechel Or Gadol Me'ilu B'chol Drachav. And the Seichel is an Or Gadol, and it lightens all our drachav, all of our ways. Again and again, we see Shekol Davar. To say the Seichel Kol Davar, Rabbi Nachman is leaving it very vague, Kol Davar, because Rabbi Nachman knows that each and every individual has their Davar to find and to illuminate in this world, and he's not going to limit and say this is what you have to illuminate. He says, no, there's a whole world out there. As we started, that Rabbi Nachman was a tzaddik hakol. And everything was, he was seeing everything, and he was connected to everything in 1772. That's what we talked about in the first year. And he was connected to everything that was going on. And he was connected to each person. And each neshama, that's the Baal HaSod and Samechei, and each person, and each neshama, they have to find b'chol davar, what are you going to light out in this world? And that is Rabbi Nachman's call, and that's Rabbi Nachman's chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came into the world, and he gave us this awesome information. But we didn't know much what to do with it. The Arizal explained that information. The Baal Shem Tov brought that information into a revolution, into a movement. But the world was shocked from Baal Shem Tov to Rabbeinu. Why was it shocked? Because Rabbeinu brought the individual, not the information, not the explanation of the information, not a movement, but the individual. That the individual has to connect to the deepest, it's Seichel Shebechol Davar. And we have to find each one of ourselves in this. And Rabbi Nachman says, I have to leave this world, but I will be with you. We're working for Hashem, but I am with you. And Shebechol Davar V'Davar, you have to find your Davar. And that is Rabbi Nachman's call to us, and I believe that's Rabbi Nachman's Chiddush. I feel it in Uman every year. The amount of people and the different people, and everybody is finding their own way there. You never feel, this is my own personal feeling, one can definitely argue, but you never feel that you have to toe someone else's line there. You are, there's enough Jews out there that you could be who you could be. And that's Rabbi Nachman's call to us. To connect to the tzaddik, not because the tzaddik is going to do everything. Because when you connect to the tzaddik, you're connecting to the deepest part of yourself. You're becoming the deepest part of yourself. And that is the chiddush, I believe. The chiddush, with all the gifts that Rabbi Nachman gave us, the greatest gift that Rabbi Nachman is saying, HaRimikashas Atzmi, to know it's Atzmi. It's not referring to another Rebbe that Rabbi Nachman put in the world. When Rabbi Nosson asked who's going to take over, Rabbi Nachman gave him the same look that probably the Lubavitcher Rebbe looked at his Hasidim, that who's going to take over after Lubavitcher Rebbe. This is not about the time of Rebbes now. It's a time of Talmidim. It's a time of people taking the message and living it in their own life. We should all be zoche to take the light of Rabbi Nachman, to take the aura of tzaddik, and to be able to put it in our lives, just like the Likutei Halachos Rabbi Nachman tells us by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was also tzaddik ha'emes, who was bringing out all the nekudas tovas to build the Mishkan. And then each person had to bring their part of the Mishkan. And so too now, we all have to put our part to the coming of Mashiach, to the fire of Rabbi Nachman, which will burn to the times of Mashiach. Shel bizocha, to find our place, to find our b'chol davar. And that will be through our connection to the tzaddik. There's no free games. There's no pass, go and collect 200. No, it's hard work. It's bringing the avonim, the sid, to the tzaddik means to bring ourselves. And this is what we have to bring to Rabbi Nachman. Ezer Hashem, I hope that I'm close to some emes here. That the yisod of Rabbi Nachman is to bring out each person. That each person, as we said last week, kilosi shokach mi pizara al yodo. Rabbi Nachman and al yodo. How is it possible that we won't forget Torah? Only al yodo. Only on each person. If a person understands who they are and what they have to bring to the table and what they have to bring to the tzaddik to build binyanim nifoyim v'gdolos, and to believe that there's a tzaddik who believes in them, and to believe there's Abba that believes in them to bring us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the final dveikus and to the final coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Thank you very much for everybody being with me, for being the Ora Chozer. I'm trying to give Ora Yasha, but I'm getting more from the Ora Chozer. And Harini Mikashas Atzmul Chol Tzadikim to the Nachal Novem Kor Chacham Rabbeinu Nachman Vega Tzchusam Yogein Aleinu Al Kol Yisrael Amen.